you it's Friday, 'cause I've been working all week. I've got a feeling inside me, a feeling like moving my feet.
Good morning, almost afternoon. Good evening if you're hearing us at 7 o'clock tonight. It is an Aloha Friday, a little music to get us in the mood. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich, and to my right, as always, Chris Vandercook.
Howdy, Beth Ann. I've selected that as my universal afternoon-evening greeting.
I say aloha, you say howdy.
Should cover a lot of the bases anyway.
Well, it works. Now, I tell you, speaking about working, there's a good chance after a long work week, you might pick up dinner in a box tonight, and that box will likely be polystyrene. Polystyrene takeout containers are ubiquitous and, according to environmental studies, are also a danger to the environment. At least 600 individuals and groups want them banned and are advocating for a bill that seemed to be gaining steam. But at last check, it has been 9 days since it was referred to its last joint committee and no hearing date yet. We called Stuart Coleman, the Hawaii coordinator for the Surf Rider Foundation. He's in our studio this morning. Hi there.
Good morning.
And good evening if somebody is listening to us at 7 o'clock. Oh, hello. Maybe might be the preferable way of saying welcome. We watched this gain so much steam. We've also talked to the Restaurant Association, and they have all kinds of reasons why they think this shouldn't go forward. But you look at the testimony, and it's just a wave of people and organizations, different walks of life, who say that this is so important. Why is it that this wave seems to just somehow been deflected, at least for the last 9 days?
You know, I think it goes back to the effort that started in the early 2000s, and it built this huge wave. And it almost passed, but in 2008, they took the shortcut and passed a resolution that didn't have much teeth. And they said,
most resos don't.
Exactly. But it was, you know, they're committing to reduce styrofoam across the state to healthy alternatives. And, you know, I think people are tired of hearing empty promises. And, you know, this has been more than 8 years in the making. And, you know, the reports and the studies and the research just shows over and over again that this is one of the most littered items. It has incredible cost to the county, to the state, and we're talking millions of dollars. And that is starting to hit home, I think, with legislators. But, you know, along with the health issues environmentally, you know, the city and county and the state say it's about 9% of the litter that they're collecting. And even in their DOT study recommended that, you know, a ban on styrofoam would save millions of dollars because along with plastic bags, it's the most littered item.
When we talked to Greg Fraser from the Hawaii Restaurant Association, some of his points were, look, whatever's out there on the beach is litter. If it's a compostable piece that's been left there or whether it's a piece of polystyrene, it's still litter and it still looks bad. So he said, you know, if you're going to say that there's litter out there, that's a whole other issue. But in terms of, from your perspective, looking at the polystyrene, which even though it may get into smaller bits and pieces, never breaks down fully, is an issue. And also the fact that, you know, as Greg Fraser was mentioning, well, most of the stuff is going to go to H Power anyway.
Well, we three things there. We need to sit down with Greg in a room and correct, because there are a lot of factual mistakes. First of all, compostable items are not nearly a threat because they don't blow out. They're not as light as styrofoam. That's one of the major problems. It's very light. It blows out of trucks, containers, trash cans, and it breaks apart so easily. And it floats on the surface, so it looks like food to all kinds of sea creatures. And there are over 200 species of marine creatures that ingest it. And, you know, secondly, as far as H Power, we have H Power at Covanta on record as saying that, you know, compostable burns, you know, much better at a higher rate. It gives almost twice the amount of BTUs. And it's also a much cleaner burn. Styrofoam and plastics is a flash burn, and that's actually not what they want. It's not good for producing energy. So on those two accounts, compostable items are much, much better. But, you know, there are also other acceptable alternatives that are recyclable. You know, we embrace a policy of 1-2-C. It's got to be ones and twos plastics that are recyclable or compostable. But it just can't be something like styrofoam that is never recycled. Less than 1% is ever recycled. So it's kind of, people say, oh, well, we'll have a study. And, you know, all the studies have done. We know it's one of the most littered items.
And styrofoam just doesn't go away either. I mean, you may see it break down to smaller and smaller bits, but it never fully goes away, which seems to be the big issue with animals that can eat it, marine animals, et cetera, that see it as food, as you mentioned. So
exactly.
Why, with all of this, have you heard that this is not moving? You know, we're moving toward crossover awfully quickly.
Yeah. You know, I mean, one of the things we have to be frank is that we have one company here, KYD, that produces it, and they have lobbied every legislator incredibly hard. People who supported our bill all of a sudden flipped sides. And, you know, we have the American Chemistry Council, which is one of the largest lobbying groups in the country, lobbying very hard. And one of our top, you know, representatives at the state level was a lobbyist for them. And so, you know, we have – this is clearly a special interest versus the will of the people, because the majority of the people support it. 99% of the testimonies in support, and yet you have these small special corporate interests that have a lot of power and money that are stopping it.
You're talking about – Joe Suki, Speaker Suki.
Yes.
That's already been out there for at least 2 or 3 years that I can remember where that came out, where he was a consultant to them. But at this point, with such overwhelming support, I mean, I remember the last time I saw a bill that had something like, you know, between 600 and 700 pieces of testimony, most of them in support. Is there something that you see that might be happening now? Is there a movement at a grassroots level to be able to have the Commerce and Consumer Protection and Health Committee take a look at it and then let it – well, that and WHAM, it's a joint committee.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we've called Senator Baker's office and are working with her staff to really try to get them to at least hold a hearing. You know, that's all we're asking for, because the clamor is getting so loud for this to happen. And I think with the political environment being what it is, I think people are tired and they really want to, you know, see things in action and see it happen.
We need to go in a moment, but while you're here, I also want to ask you about a bill that you were very concerned with, the oxybenzone bill, which also seemed to have a similar traction, really moving, and then ka-thunk.
Yeah, and we, you know, we hear backstory is that, you know, the speaker or the governor or somebody is saying don't hear the bill, and because of, you know, these interests, and our feeling is, you know, look, just hear the bill. Whether it passes or not, give the people a chance to speak about it. That's only fair.
And also find out whether some of the objections are really true or not. I mean, if there really are serious reasons not to, or if there are serious reasons to, at least we should know, because some of the things that we have heard, including from Craig Downs, who did a lot of the study, that when we talked to him a year and a half ago or so, is that there are viable alternatives to this that many of those in industry, in the cosmetic industry, are already using.
Absolutely. You know, they're viable alternatives. And, you know, we have a consensus among, you know, a lot of businesses that support this, and people across the spectrum, you know, from citizens to families to doctors who support it. And I think this is like these other bills that they just at the very least deserve a hearing.
Well, we're going to see if they get one. Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
Stuart Coleman is the Hawaii coordinator for the Surf Rider Foundation. It supports the ban on food foam containers. Surf Rider Foundation is a nonprofit organization dedicated to beach and ocean protection. The bill we were talking about is SB 1109.